great.
Yeah, I said that technically had one would always go to my grandmother's, even if we'd just gotten up and tabled at our own house. We always had to eat. Time we hit the top step, we headed for the kitchen. And she always had things on the table like cake and cookies and preserves and jam and jelly.
What kind of cake did she bake?
Oh, just about anything you could think of. Way back there, they used a lot of pound cake then. Mm-hmm. And, like that pound cake. And the coconut, you didn't buy it packaged then. They just grated the coconut. Used that. And I know I've grated a many a coconut. Mm-hmm. And things like that she'd have on the table. And the things that would keep, because some things wouldn't keep. You know, had the ice boxes. Where the ice man brought the ice, you know. And they'd come around every morning, and you had a little thing about this big, a cardboard, and it had 50 pounds or 100 pounds or 25 pounds. You put it in the window, so he'd just chop off what you wanted and bring. Of course, all the children would run out to the ice wagon, you know, and we'd eat the little pieces of ice that would come off.
How did he get it up to the house?
They brought it with big old tongs, great big tongs. I guess they were this high, big iron tongs. They just stuck it in each side of the ice, you know. Yeah. Brought it in and put it in your ice box.
That was a job.
Mm-hmm.
Fun,
you just put in the window your card, and if you want 50 pounds or 100 pounds, and they brought it. Of course, back in those days, every ice man knew just about what every person's ice box held, and they knew what to bring. You didn't have to tell them.
You have milk deliveries, too?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Who brought the milk?
There were several dairies here that delivered milk. Mm-hmm. But you know, back in those days, most everybody had cows. Mm-hmm. At least one cow. Mm-hmm. Well, we kept ours out on the farm. Mm-hmm. My grandmother had a great big lot back of her house and a big barn. Mm-hmm. And she kept her horse and her cow in that barn. Mm-hmm. And of course, the loft part had the feed in it. Mm-hmm. And so then it was made big where you drive the buggy up in the middle part. And then on each side was a stall where the cow stayed. And on the other side was a stall where the horse stayed. And we used to, when I'd get in from school, I lived with her for 2 years, the first 2 grade years. And every afternoon, she'd have that horse hitched. By the time I'd get home from school, we'd ride. Just ride.
Did you ever
say that? Oh, yeah, I love that. And I have a little knife. I just put it in the bank box the other day because I was afraid somebody'd take it. It's the shape of an old-fashioned shoe. And it had a little knife blade on it, and we'd ride and take a little bag of apples, and we'd eat apples all afternoon. And just she and myself.
Just what?
She and myself, grandmother and myself. Because I was 6 and 7.
Mm-hmm. She rode too?
Yes, she'd always drive on a horse named Nellie. I'll never forget her. She was a beauty. And she'd have that horse hitched up, and we'd take that ride and eat that